Okay, this is exciting. Flora just launched an open order flow auction for Solana validators. It could really reshape how transaction order flow is distributed, priced, and competed for on Solana.
It is a meaningful shift. The central idea is that order flow is being treated as a first-class economic asset, rather than something allocated through private agreements, opaque routing, or legacy relationships.
Exactly, and that feels like a big step toward a more transparent marketplace. Validators can now compete for valuable user transactions in a much more open way.
And that matters because Solana's speed and high throughput are only as useful as the systems that determine how transactions are sequenced, prioritized, and monetized.
Right, because if order flow is not allocated efficiently, even a fast blockchain can suffer from uneven access, congestion at key entry points, and suboptimal routing.
So the open auction introduces price discovery and competitive bidding. That makes the allocation of transaction flow more responsive to market conditions, demand, and economic incentives.
For validators, that's a new layer of competition, but also a new set of opportunities.
They can gain improved access to transactions that are more likely to generate fees or other revenue, rather than relying on a single counterparty or a fixed routing arrangement.
And there's a real sense of economic clarity there. Validators can make better decisions about bidding, capacity, and strategy.
The process can also reduce opacity in transaction routing. It may support new revenue models by turning order flow into a more predictable income stream, instead of leaving validators dependent mainly on base fees or staking rewards.
The broader ecosystem impact goes well beyond validators, too.
Solana's ecosystem is expanding across DeFi, consumer applications, gaming, payments, and high-frequency trading. So the infrastructure that routes and prioritizes transactions becomes increasingly important.
That's why Flora's auction could become a building block for a more mature execution layer, where transaction flow is treated as a market-driven resource.
Users and traders may benefit from more transparent routing and potentially better execution outcomes.
Protocols and dApps may also gain a more structured way to interact with validators and capture transaction flow in ways that align with their business models.
Validators, meanwhile, gain a new way to compete for value beyond basic staking and fee collection.
And the wider Solana ecosystem gains another layer of market infrastructure that can support higher activity levels and more sophisticated applications.
The timing of the launch is also relevant for Flora's wider ecosystem, including projects such as Snort.
Infrastructure-level features often create new touchpoints for token utility, participation, and coordination.
While an order flow auction is not a traditional consumer-facing feature, it can strengthen Flora's position within Solana's execution and liquidity stack.
If the auction becomes a recurring, competitive venue for order flow, it could help Flora play a larger role in how value is routed across the network.
Even if the immediate impact is felt mainly by validators and market makers, the long-term effect could be a more integrated and economically coherent Solana infrastructure layer.
The key question now is adoption.
The initial launch is significant, but the real test will be whether validators actively participate, whether order flow becomes more liquid and competitive in practice, and whether the auction produces measurable improvements in routing efficiency, fee distribution, or execution quality.
Those factors will determine whether Flora's open order flow auction becomes a meaningful part of Solana's infrastructure or remains a smaller institutional feature.
Overall, the launch signals that Solana's validator layer is evolving toward more market-based mechanisms.
It positions Flora not just as a participant in the ecosystem, but as a protocol helping shape the future of transaction routing and order flow.
If the auction gains traction, it could become one of the more important examples of how transaction flow is being reimagined on high-performance public blockchains.